Greetings, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Chips, Blips, and Quips, Edmonton's one and only radio show dedicated to the music made for and inspired by video games. I'm your host, Benedetto, and here with me, as always, is my co-host, Solid D.
Hello.
On today's show, we've got a little nerdcore rap, some chiptunes, and a couple requests, and our game of the week this week will be Jet Set Radio Future. Today's background music is brought to you by
Triforce Sewage Services. We have the courage, wisdom, and power to fix your backed-up septic tank.
Alright, so we're going to start the show off with a band called Metroid Metal, who do all metal covers of all Metroid music.
Alright, let's throw it down.
Alright, this is Brinstar from Super Metroid. We'll be right back. All right, so track we just heard was by the 1UPS, and it was called Curse of the Funk, and then in parentheses, This Place is Dead Anyway. That's a cover of a song from Castlevania 3, The Curse of Dracula, for the original Nintendo, and it's on their new album, Intergalactic Redux, that just came out, about a month ago. Before that, we were listening to a track by the band Arm Cannon, called X1234, which is actually the castle music from Super Mario World, and that is from their album Arm Cannon 2, Return of the Attack of the Legend of Pizor. And before that, even still, of course, was Metroid Metal with Brinstar from the Super Metroid game. The Super Metroid game.
That one for Super Nintendo.
Yes. There was only one, wasn't there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just the one.
There was one for the NES, right?
There was two for the NES. No! One for the NES, one for the Game Boy.
Aha, I know these things.
Yes. Our knowledge of Metroid is vast. Interesting fact, the guitar player for Arm Cannon is also the guitar cannon.
The guitar cannon?
Oh, man. We're totally...
The Bryce Band.
What I meant to say was the guitar player for Metroid Metal... And also Arm Cannon. His name is Daniel Cannon. He's a pretty cool guy.
Okay, I'll give you that one because...
Moving right along.
He's got a ridiculous name.
Daniel Cannon. Yes, he does. Played him on the first show.
Oh, cool.
Yes. He did a straight-up regular track from Chrono Trigger.
That was from Zeal Palace,
yes,
right?
Yes. That is correct, Denver.
I do know these things.
You remembered a week ago. Hooray! So next up, I figured we would listen to some chiptunes.
Let's hear it.
Chiptunes.
Say that 10 times fast.
I don't want to. I said it fast enough already.
You said it twice.
I know, and I said
you
it really
eight
fast.
More times.
So we're going to listen to Chip Tunes.
7 more times.
No. Cool thing about these guys, all of these artists that we're about to hear, I discovered this week. This week.
This is brand new music.
Brand new to me,
well,
at least.
Well, yeah.
Actually, no, it's all pretty new.
Yeah, it is new.
It's new to you, the listener. Maybe. Probably. Doesn't really matter, does it?
Let's get them listening.
Yes, so the first track we're going to hear is by an artist called Cheap Shot, and it is a track called Chigu, Chigu. So check this out.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so we just heard a track by an artist called Format, and that track was called Decades, as requested by our good friend Dan.
Our very first request ever.
And it was from such a cool guy.
A really cool
Dan,
guy.
Dan, if you're listening, you rock. Before that, we had a song called Three Beers Deep by an artist named Syvert. And that is from an album of his called Chips, Dips, and Face Rips.
It's sounding a little too close to our name.
I know, but don't worry. I came up with this name for our show like a month ago, and I just heard of Mr. Syvert and his album Chips, Dips, and Face Rips like a week ago.
I was going to say we should sue him.
I was just trying to cover my ass.
Yeah, but we should take stuff from him.
I don't want to do that. Well, I want to give back to the community, not take from it.
Well, I'll talk you into it later.
We'll see. And then before that, we also heard Cheap Shot, a track called Chigu.
Chigu?
Chigu by Cheap Shot. It's a chip tune.
Say that as fast as possible.
I'm not doing that.
Man. No. I'm telling the audience to do it too. Then they can be cool like Benedetto.
I don't know if that is.
Everyone
that
emulate us. Be us forever. Everyone will be your friend.
Yes, and you can do video game music radio shows.
No, that's our thing.
Stay off our turf. So next up, we've got my favorite new feature. Well, it's not really new. We did it last time. We only had two episodes, so I take that back. But it's still my favorite. It's Game of the Week.
Yeah.
So this week's Game of the Week, as I said earlier, is Jet Set Radio Future.
I have no idea what that is.
Cool. Well, Denver, let me educate you quickly, and then if you have any questions beyond that, you can ask me. So, I had a window up, and now it's gone, so let me just fix that real quick. Go ahead and ask me a question about it, Denver.
What is Jet Set Radio Future?
Jet Set Radio Future is a game made by Sega and released for the original Xbox. Now, it was a sequel to a game called Jet Grind Radio for the Dreamcast. It was developed by Smilebit and released, again, for the Xbox, February 25th, 2002.
What is this game all about?
It is about a team of Rebel Underground inline skaters in a futuristic, corporately destroyed Japan, where the entire city is ruled by an evil corporation.
So this is how they get back at them, is they aggressively inline
they
skate?
They aggressively inline skate, and they tag graffiti anywhere they see fit.
Oh, take
and they also have several, you know, nasty turf battles and turf, you know, like, rivalries with other groups, such as the GGs and Poison Jam. All in all, it makes for a pretty sweet game, I think. Also, there's a great character in this game called DJ Professor K, who is the DJ of the pirate radio station Jet Set Radio Future.
Nice.
Yes. And this game had some really amazing music. Most of it was done by a guy named Hideki Naganuma, who does a lot of different stuff for Sega, but yeah, this is probably my favorite thing of his. It also had some tracks by the band called the Latch Brothers, who actually have Mike D in it from the Beastie Boys. I don't know why I would have said that, though, because I didn't line up any tracks by the Latch Brothers to play. I just wanted to play Hideki Naganuma, because all his tracks are just quality. They're quality, breakbeat, funky, crazy Japanese-ness, and they're
maybe
great.
Maybe next time, Beastie Boys.
Well, it's not the Beastie Boys, it's the Latch Brothers featuring a Beastie Boy.
Same thing.
Get your facts right. I just said it, man.
Yeah, well, TLDR.
Let's not argue. yes, here for Game of the Week is Jet Set Radio Future. And the first track we're going to hear is called The Concept of Love. If you've ever played this game, you would have heard this song as soon as you turn it on. So yes, here is The Concept of Love by Hideki Naganuma, our first track for Game of the Week. Enjoy.
Understand the concept of love. to obtain for him.
Come.
mind, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. Four fours to point, mark four. Ace, two, scrap, want 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 four. Ace, two, scrap, scrap, want four. Scrap, want four. Who wants the hot four? Five wants four.
Check me out, y'all.
Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Four, and he made it the hard way. Hey, the front line takes the hard. You have a shooter and a good one. Coming out for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point is nine. Place nine. Place nine. Eight, shooting for nine. Five, shooting for nine. He's a rolling point is nine. Place nine. Six to point.
Check out, John.
Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Nine a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets. Place your bets. Who wants to come? Six to point. Who wants to come? Six to point. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Take it easy.
this, like that. Like this, like that. Like this, this, like that. Like this, like that. Like this, this, like that. Like this, like that. Like that.
I don't like it. Not at all.
All right, listeners, we're back from our Game of the Week segments, and we were just listening to music from Jet Set Radio Future by a gentleman named Hideki Naganuma, and we were just listening to I Like It Like That, and before that was Funky Dealer, and the one before that was Concept of Love. I like that one, though.
They were all really good. I can't get enough Jet Set Radio Future music. I have had it on my iPod, I think, since I got one. It has never left. I can put this on any time, like when I'm driving around, and it pumps me up so good. All their, like, it's just so, like, cheerful, breakbeat, techno craziness.
I like all the samples used over.
Yeah, that's, like, his whole thing. He also did the music for Sonic Rush, and again, every single song in there, same kind of thing. It's just crazy samples, like, yeah.
You know, it works.
So yeah, there's Game of the Week.
That just happened.
So next up, I'm just gonna play a random grab bag of Sorbin. A couple songs though from OC Remix. Are you familiar with OC Remix?
OC Remix is a great site.
It is. OCRemix.org. It's been around for like at least 10 years at this point.
Since the dawn of the internet.
And yeah, it's a great resource for anyone who likes video game music. So the first track we're going to hear right away is from an album they just put out called Pokemon, The Missing No Tracks. And it's a album of all Pokemon covers by OC Remix artists. And the track we're going to hear is called Battle for the Badge. It is the Battle versus Gym Leader music from the original Pokemon Red and Blue for Game Boy.
Get out your Game Boys, boys and girls.
Yes, and then after that, we're also going to hear a track that was requested by my good friend, Adam. He wanted to hear the OC Remix track, Ninja Gaiden 2 Sprinting Riffs, by some gentleman named EGM and Kaijin.
I heard that game's pretty hard.
Yes, we've all seen the Flash cartoon, except probably not.
Well, just us have seen it. We'll pretend the listeners have seen it.
Yeah. No, Ninja Gaiden is a pretty tough game.
Yeah?
It is. All of them. Even the NES ones, the new ones that came out, that game will destroy you. Yeah. So anyway, as we were saying, this is Battle for the Badge by a guy named Fishy from Pokemon The Missing No Tracks. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured in a meteorite landing? Hello, this is meteorite injury attorney Liar X Adjurate, reminding you that meteorite injuries can be the most devastating and emotionally trying tragedies one could imagine. Who's responsible? Why do you or the ones you love have to suffer? Up until a few years ago, it was illegal to sue evil, demented space demons, but now you can. And the law offices of Liar X Adjurate have led the way in suing these irresponsible space monsters. We can get you the money you know you deserve. Give us a call at 1-800-6412-17-DICKETY-3.
Hey, where'd my pencil go?
That's right, kids. Now you can share in the cruel mean fun with your very own pencil eraser. You've seen it in magic shows. Now you can own your very own pencil eraser. Nothing's a better gag than erasing your friend's pencils. Take it to school and erase your friend's pencils before that big test. Now you can be the coolest cat in town. Get the pencil eraser today.
Batteries not included. Erased pencils cannot be erased.
You jerk!
Beat Us Blues by DB Soundworks from the Super Meat Boy soundtrack. Are you familiar with that game, D?
Not even a bit.
It's a game for, I think, the Xbox Live Network, whatever it's called, and also on Steam for the PC. It's a pretty sweet, like, indie game side-scroller where you play as a hunk of meat. And there's also a bunch of, like, unlockable characters from other popular indie games for Steam, like the Commander from Bit Trip Beat, and also I think there's a Headcrab character, like
Half-Life 2 head crab you can play as in Super Meat Boy.
That's pretty classic.
Yeah, and that track was requested by my good friend Scott. Scott wanted to hear some DB Soundworks, and I made it happen.
You better be listening to this, Scott.
I hope he is. And then, yeah, before that, we had Ninja Gaiden 2 Sprinting Riffs OC Remix track by EGM and Kaijin, and also from Pokemon The Missing No Tracks, the OC Remix cover album, was Battle for the Badge by Fishy.
Some super nostalgia song.
And there was also some Goofy commercials in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those words were from our sponsors.
So yeah. Next up, I wanted to play some Nerdcore.
Some Nerdcore, you say?
Yes, Nerdcore rap. And you familiar with that?
Slightly.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners who aren't, it's basically this, like, subculture of hip-hop artists who they're just kind of like nerdy white guys. they bust down the paradigm that only gangsta dudes from America can be rappers. So yeah, no, just like suburban white kids.
You don't know rapping. Anything about this field of music, do you? This is your one place. I caught you.
I don't know anything about regular rap. I do know something about nerdcore. But regular rap, I make no apologies to know nothing about it at all.
This is not music dedicated to to actual rap music.
But yeah. No, it is like rap, and it is by nerdy guys. I mean, I know that much, Denver. So yeah, the first track that we're going to hear right up now in this next set is by the king, the godfather of nerdcore rap, MC Frontalot. He's been at PAX for several years now. He was definitely the star of a documentary that was made called Nerdcore Rising, which outlined the kind of nerdcore scene that's been coming up, mostly thanks to the powers of the internet. And then, yeah, we're going to hear some other nerdcore-type stuff. But yeah, first, here is...
Who is the godfather of nerdcore?
Yes, here is the godfather of nerdcore, MC Frontalot, with a song that I think we can all relate to. It's called First World Problems, and it's got a great message, so listen and enjoy.
Be inspired.
Nerd rap infests your internet. You left a trap, but it's empty. MC Frontalot took a gate, but the bait wasn't tempting. Ending up uncaged and at large to talk smack at you through the networking appliance that's in charge of every drip of your attention. Yo, when mine goes out, I've got to log in just to mention my disappointment at the interruption of convenience. I mean, just a lot left, but none up in between this couple of minutes here. A couple of minutes later, it's an outrage at the price I pay. These dictators of my leisure rule with an iron fist. Has anybody ever been so put upon us this? Your GPS run out of battery.
First world problem.
Got to wake up Saturday.
First world problem.
You just delayed the honeymoon.
First world problem.
The season's coming soon.
First world problem.
Your friend list is spam account.
First world problem.
And you sit the channel speakers out.
First world problem.
Your center channel speakers out. I can hear that it's not on.
My feet, my hairy growth cream is mostly ineffective, and I'm struggling to keep this in perspective. But I feel like a massive injustice occurred. Says regrows hair on the tube in the words. In a third or maybe a quarter of all users, I must have got swindled. Is it a fault of oozes? Ooh, muffy, I had all the servants tortured. Did you keep them on retainer? Did you got some more on order? Cause I can't comb my hair on my own no more. I got accustomed to the lifestyle, sift upon the spore, and it molded up my innards, made the blood turn blue. Muffy, there's a revolution. What can two. Misplaced the Ambien.
First world problem.
Left a participle dangling.
First world problem.
You're scheduling your root canal.
First world problem.
Your grad schooling had no rationale.
First world problem.
You didn't like your appetizer.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized. The first world problem that you have with your yacht.
The living conditions of the American masses. That's you. Are swiftly deteriorating. Our generation is going through the final convulsions of the dying world of capitalism. That's what it says here. And if you don't believe that pamphlet, try this one.
And while our capitalism is in a minor kerfuffle, you have to hustle before the fates come reshuffle. Rustle up another couple grievances and air 'em. You can laugh about it later, maybe needed while despairing. For the moment though, you ordered half-calf, didn't get it. There was no TV set when you jetted. Internet resetted itself just as I was in the middle of tournament play. And so I suffered from transmittal interruption, completely ruined my day. MC front a lot's a jackass, all I'm trying to say. People buy CDs in these days of disaster, so poor me, I have to be a professional rapper. No bubbles in the soda cup,
first world problem.
App crashed when you loaded up,
first world problem.
Phone's OS is out of date,
first world problem.
Colors won't calibrate,
first world problem.
They never stock the snack you want,
first world problem.
Caught herpes from a
sebutant, first world problem.
You caught herpes from a sebutant, that magnificent creature. Got wall hacked in PvP,
first world problem.
Oh no, HD DVD,
first world problem.
Pixels aren't perfect square,
first world problem.
Your favorite rapper isn't debonair,
first world problem.
You own too many underwear,
first world problem.
And you're not much of a millionaire,
first world problem.
Motherfucker, you sucker, I'll beat you like no other. From on it to three, doing what I need to save the day and keep Gygas at bay. Skip sandwich deluxe, speed up my feet, get through Skara before I die of heat. To a dungeon man, the brick road maze dude, happy, happy town.
What the fuck?
It's all blue, summers and winters, Tucson and Forsyth, chill with Ann Donuts or the Runaway Five. I got my posse in tow, Paula, Jeff, and Pooh. Pokey, watch out, cause we're coming for you. So grab your yo-yo and gun, we'll have a little fun. Bottle rocket in your face, yeah, you know I fucking won. Threw him to the curb, stomped the little bitch's face. Made the fat piggy cry, yeah, I put him in his place. So I saved the day and the world from devastation. United for peace across the earthbound nation.
So back up
and shut up and bow at my feet. Ness is taking care of business, cause I'm fucking leap.
Hey, I live in big news.
I'm having trouble with my tribbles. Shit smells so foul, you could call it double dribble. In fact, make it a triple. Got beef, we call it mutton. Moving through the vents, A3 and Charlie Dutton. I'm a strap bomb, verbal blitz vocation. I am patient with my rhyme scope, snipes like Asians. A rap vacation, a rhyme elimination. Putting words on the page like bird flew to Asians. Hit hard like crack rock, they call me the shock doc. I'm stocking like pet shops on one of them red jobs. Sign pulling to pawpaw, smuggle like bed frames. 2 pounds of coleslaw delivered in red vein. They call me Hank on the roof, big man on a mission. Can't fuck with the truth like bomb on your vision. 2 rounds can splash on your dome like baseballs. And face falls to the ground, cone like maze walls. Now they can't stop us cause we moving too fast. Enough sand in the eyes, turn the desert to glass. Hit them bow, it's a nuclear bomb detected. Infected with the rhyme meat rejected.
Master of the Psy, Pokey's causing trouble, and now he's gonna die. I come from Delam, where the samurai hail. I've gotta make my master proud and prove that I won't fail. These demons are attacking cause I'm no defensive dude. HP's down to zero, but wait, I got the food. Hell's back again, Prince is back on top. Oh my god, critical smash, Spanish just got rocked. That hippie's got a toothbrush and a tube of Colgate. But blind you with those whites, Ness, you better look away. I'll slice some dice with my sword of kings till the fat lady sings. Star some in your
whoa,
face.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
Rogue training, running through the cities with people talking witty, from the dunes that are dusty down to old Saturn Valley, picking up presents and stealing monsters money. That's how I gotta roll if I wanna keep my honeys.
Yeah, that's it, you don't get any more. Fuck you.
Earthbound? What the fuck is this? Apparently it's a three-dimensional plastic case with a modern-day circuit board mounted inside with the sole intensive purpose of entertaining a modern-day audience of years ago but not limited to today.
What?
Duh, but I've never played this game. Sounds lame, but it's true, and this unfortunate lack of gameplay and I cannot undo. The cartridge is downstairs, you dumb fuck. Go play it, I say.
I don't want
fun umami gives me great wee-wee tingle, okay?
Curiosity killed the cat, and cats are fat. So I measured the dimensions of the cartridge itself and come to the stunning conclusion. 5.5 by 3.5 by 1 point something. Ah, fuck, that something means nothing. A chemical analysis proves nothing of hypothesis of which I thought up in the shower while I read Nintendo Power.
What?
Ah, so I lied, but the fact remains that the game is made of gray plastic.
Or so I think.
Daddy.
All right, we are back. You have been listening to Chips, Blips, and Quips. That last track we heard was by a group called The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, who I am sad to say no longer together and haven't been for quite some time.
They do make some pretty good songs, so...
They do. You can download all their stuff for free online. You can also, you know, go and look up any of their solo stuff that they're doing now without each other, for whatever reason that would be.
I like how all their songs just kind of take one really old game and just kind of give you a good summary of how the whole game plays.
If I'm not mistaken, Dwayne does the rapping and Brando does the instrumental remakes that he raps over top of, and pretty, like, Brando does a good job of covering them, and Dwayne comes up with some cool stuff, and they're a pretty cool group, but again, not together anymore. But we can still enjoy their good stuff. And before that, we heard the surprisingly offensive and somewhat vulgar track, "De Black Market," by some gentleman called the Crazy Crackers. And that is a rap about Earthbound.
It's another excellent summary through the whole game.
I don't know, that one was a bit more cryptic, but it was, you know, it does give you a general overview.
It tells you what you're going to do and what Ness did.
Who might be involved, but in, you know, a way that would be more suiting for a rap song of that style. And then, yeah, before that we also heard First World Problem by MC Frontalot. Which brings us to...
Solid D's pick.
Solid D's favorite part of the show. So what do you got for us this week, D?
Well, I got us a song that's gonna soften the mood a bit.
Bring things down a little bit.
Yeah, from that plateau we were just atop. Now, this song is from a game called Phoenix Wright 3. It is a Japanese game that was brought to North America about a lawyer defending the wrongfully accused for justice by presenting evidence and pointing his finger, waving at the evil prosecutor. This song is from the album Turnabout Jazz Soul from artist Noriyuki Iwadare. And the song title is Godot, The Fragrance of Dark Coffee.
So there you go. That's D's pick of the week, and we're going to hear it right away. So yeah, again, this is pretty much it for us. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Benedetto.
And I'm Solid D.
And this has been Chips, Blips, and Quips. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.